Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the I Am podcast series with Sonia here as your host. There's no co-host today, but the next episode, we will definitely have a co-host with us. But welcome, 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 my friends. This is episode 151, Pushing the Limits. And I find this to be very fitting with where I'm at right now. And I know there's going to be so many of you that can relate. If you listen to 150, you would have realized that there's a lot going on in my personal journey right now. And, you know, I'm trying to take a bird's eye view. And when it comes to pushing the limits, I feel like I'm either pushing my limits every day right now to see what I'm capable of, or I've realized that I'm not capable of pushing my limits and it's a complete rest day. But I want to challenge you as we go through today's episode together to see where this falls with you. Because the comfort zone, we all know what that feels like, don't we? But we don't necessarily know what it feels like to push our limits in all of the other areas of our life. We know what the comfort zone feels like. But to suddenly have everything clear out of your life like I did back in May of this year when I was hospitalized, and then I've been off work ever since. And as I mentioned, it's June 26th, so we're already looking 6 weeks in to my journey here. And literally, religious or not religious, God removed, so whoever you believe in, the universe, spirits, different religions, insert your higher power here. But my God removed everything in my path for me, right? He removed what my comfort zone was looking like, and he had me push the limits in terms of my resting, my healing, my patience, my level of understanding, asking for help, stepping into my divine feminine, taking a step back with my career and my business so I can see what I can physically pick up with afterwards and what things look like, where I get to now nourish my body in a completely different way. I get to nourish my mindset. I was just cleaning the house because it felt good. And no, I'm wiped right out. I am huffing and puffing. My back is sore, and mentally, my head is killing me. Now, I've learned over the course of the last month that the barometer has an impact, and so do hormones. So we know what it's like to feel in our comfort zone. We've all been there. But what does it feel like to push the limits? And that's what we're going to tap into today. So thank you so much for joining me. There is no live version of this, so there's only going to be an audio recording. Definitely you can see the link below or link in the show notes and follow me along on any of my social platforms. They're all listed at the top. That should be my link tree there, or pop over to my website, www.freshapproachfitness.com. You've heard me say some different name changes, working on rebranding again. So stay tuned. You know, we're always a work in evolution, but the one thing I have been is consistent with showing up in terms of these podcasts. There may have been a gap, and that's okay. I can make up for lost time in this essence doing what I love, right? But sometimes we don't get that opportunity. And that's why we so safely like to do the things that we all want to do. So you ready? Let's dig in and talk about what it's like to push the limits. So we all have a comfort zone. We talked about this, right? Most of us spend too much time hanging out in our comfort zone. I find the edge of my comfort zone is when I'm working out. That way there I am pushing myself to do a little bit more or to be a little bit better. And when I realize that this is getting hard, when my workout is getting hard, is when I start to feel uncomfortable. That's when I quickly want to quit. I don't want to work that hard. Or in that moment when someone offers me a homemade cookie or I drive past my favorite donut place, those temptations, the feelings of, oh, it's just this once, or I'll be better tomorrow, or whatever self-talk that you infuse in your life right here, you're right there on the edge of my comfort zone. So it is uncomfortable to push past that through that workout when you're already feeling the weight of it being hard. It's very uncomfortable to say no to your favorite things. But it's not uncomfortable to push past the limits. It's not uncomfortable to say yes when your body is saying no. It's not uncomfortable to say no when your cravings are saying yes. Believe me, I just went over this weekend. Part of my healing is to eat foods that serve me, which means to step away foods that I'm allergic to. And the family wanted pizza. I can't have dairy. And I ordered Subway. I went over to Subway and I got a chicken sub, oven roasted chicken sub with lots of veggies and absolutely no glucose and no cheese. But believe me, I would have loved a piece of pizza, especially the next day, that cold Hawaiian pizza. Anyways, let's continue. Sorry for the sidebar. You know, when you get really honest with yourself and you realize that you can say no to these things, you have to really want it. Because otherwise, if you continue to do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. I'm going to say that again. If you continue to do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got. You know, how many times have you heard yourself saying, I'll start tomorrow, to excuse today's indulgence? Or if I keep quitting or throwing in the towel at the start of a workout, if I keep making excuses to have another treat just this once, or an exception to your health and nutrition just this once, believe me, they add up. So I knew that those things got me, you know, living right there, smack in the center of my comfort zone. I was overweight and emotionally stressed out. I was bursting at the seams, not physically, but in every which way part of me. Confidence had been affected. My passion felt lost, and I had no hope. Don't get me wrong. Your comfort zone has an important role. It keeps you safe. It's a lot like the conversation, the dialogue in your head. In my case, it's Negative Nelly. She keeps me safe. It helps you avoid risk and danger. And being in your comfort zone also provides mental, emotional, and physical security. But at some points, it limits you severely. It keeps you right where you are and prevents your growth and your achievements. Consider this. Are you living your fullest life right now? Is this the life, the body, the career, the relationship, all that you want it to be? For me, that answer was no. To get the life I wanted, I had to leave my comfort zone. The security of my comfort zone was limiting my life and holding me back from reaching my potential. Let's go back to what I mentioned at the very beginning of this podcast. You know, when I say God has cleared space for me to heal and honestly to reevaluate my life, if I stick with my comfort zone, I would go back and do the exact same things I was doing, right? Naturally, how many of us would do that? If you take a bird's eye view and leap at this as an opportunity to make a change, I don't know yet what kind of change. I don't know yet what it's going to look like, but there was a message there and a path was clear. So for me, staying securely in my comfort zone was certainly limiting my life and holding me back from reaching my potential. How about you? I don't want to limit my life to the handful of things I could have within the confines of my comfort zone. So I stepped beyond it. But here's the thing. By definition, leaving your comfort zone is uncomfortable. It's hard to do this. It doesn't always feel good. But if you want the reward, if you want the joy, if you want the improvements, then you have to get uncomfortable. You have to do the hard thing. And remind yourself that you can do the hard thing. The more frequently you break those boundaries, the easier it becomes. The more progress you're going to make, the easier it becomes. It will be hard at you. It will be very hard for you at first. And I want to say this, expect to fail. Expect to fall down. Expect to fail. Expect to have to get back on that horse and try it again. Okay. when you wake up in the morning and want to grab that bagel or that fast food, remind yourself that that quick fix of carbs is literally your comfort zone, and that you're breaking free and you are claiming bigger things. When your day gets crazy and you're craving candy in the middle of the afternoon, you know, that 3 o'clock hit, remind yourself that this is my comfort zone. I don't want that life. I am creating new boundaries. When you get home and feel tempted to order pizza instead of taking a few minutes to put together a healthy meal, remind yourself, this is my comfort zone. I've spent enough time there. I want something more. When you're ready to quit, when your workout gets hard, remind yourself that this is my comfort zone. I can't grow here. I can't become the person I want to be if I don't move beyond these walls. When you go for dinner and consider going all out and starting tomorrow, remind yourself that this is my comfort zone. Going all out, starting tomorrow, those are your comfort zones. You've done that before. You know how that ends. You know that's not effective, and you want more. When you sit on the couch and watch TV, instead of getting your meals together for work tomorrow, remind yourself that you are in your comfort zone. You're not happy there, and that you deserve happiness. Now remember, we're not talking to go from one extreme to the other here. We're looking for ultimate balance. But in order to find that balance, you need to devote as much time outside of your comfort zone, I know, as you do in the comfort zone. And it's not always easy. And it gets easier with time and practice. You know, the world you desire can be won. It does exist. It is possible. It is yours. But it only exists outside your comfort zone. So, let's talk about the next step. What does it look like to push yourself to the limits? Would you agree that pushing yourself is the key to finding yourself? I totally concur with that 100%. When I go back and look at my last decade of my life, which I did a post about and I should share, but when I talk about this last decade, I pushed myself all of the time. Whether it was in my athletic events like running races and triathlons, and training for those, or pushing myself to build my business, or to write my books, or to show up constantly for my podcasters or my podcast audience, to deliver new courses and workshops, and to push myself every day to do the right thing in terms of what everybody wanted in my energy. You've pushed yourself too. And if you haven't, stay with me a little bit longer. We are going to delve into this a little bit deeper. When was the last time you pushed past your fears? Do you remember the joy of accomplishing something for the first time? Something you believed you could never do? The truth is you've succeeded on thousands of first times. The first time you took a step, rode a bike, went on a date, tried out for that team, drove a car, wrote an exam, got married, got your first job. There's been many of first times in your life. Those events don't seem like events that you had to push past your fears now as you look back. But at the time, they were very exciting. They filled your fears. They filled your body with emotions and feelings, and fear and excitement present themselves the exact same way. So of course your fears were showing up. They just showed up as excitement. You couldn't wait to get on that bike as a child and to show everyone that you could do it without training wheels. You were so into that boy in high school that you would have done just about anything to go on a date with him, right? In that car, you know, when you first got your license and you were able to pick up your friends, drove up and down that strip, how cool were you? Think about that. So what happened? You know, as we become adults, that excitement to try new things and push past our limits turn into fear. Fear that we possibly couldn't do that. Fear that we won't be good enough to do it. Fear of what other people will think. Fear that someone else will do it better. Fear of failure. You know, as adults, we let outside influences dictate what we think we're capable of. We listen to other voices instead of our own. We don't slow down enough to hear our own, do we? Fear keeps us playing small. It keeps us from being the best version of who we are meant to be. So I need to share a story from eons ago. And I was in a leadership course that challenged me to do beyond what I thought I was capable of. And one of those events included a rope course. Now, I've done high ropes before, but not like this. I've tried it like this and I wasn't able to succeed. So I didn't really know what to expect. And there were people watching me. I mean, I've done high ropes where you gradually climb up the ropes and you get to the top and you have to zip line. And I was like scared shitless the first time. And then I tried this way where you're climbing up a telephone pole. And as soon as I realized what I was doing, I freaked out. Okay. So there were many elements to conquer that day. But the one that pushed me the most was climbing to the top, you heard me, of that telephone pole and jumping off. I stood up at the bottom of the pole and looked up and I thought, oh my God, you've got to be kidding. Like last time I tried this, I failed. I could feel the adrenaline and the fear take over my body. I was paralyzed. You know, my heart was racing and my palms were sweaty. So here's the thing. I'm in a harness. Nothing was going to happen to me. The facilitators were fabulous and they've done this thousands of times with other people. But to be honest, none of that mattered for me. Not there, not in that moment. I was so consumed with fear that I froze. I climbed to the top after several attempts and I didn't see how I could possibly let go of my grip to jump. I was up there for what felt like forever and I was terrified. One of the leaders, who was also one of my mentors, told me it was time. And it was time. Time for me to jump. Time for me to take that leap. Time for me to push past my fears and trust in myself. Time for me to let go of what was holding me back. And not just in that day, but in my life. I knew that if I could do this one thing, I could do anything. Because freedom awaits on the other side of fear. Freedom to live a fuller life and to take risks. Risks to boldly be 100% you. Freedom of pride in yourself for accomplishing that thing that's been holding you back. And ask yourself this, what is holding you back and what is available on the other side? Now take a faith. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Please go ahead and leave them in the comment below. If you liked what you heard on today's show, please like, comment, follow, hit the subscribe button. That way there you'll be notified when new shows are updated. So as the current trend goes right now, you're getting two recordings from me and one recording with a guest. So the next one will be a guest that I will be sharing with you on here. I'm super excited. I'm not going to share with you any of the details because I want you to stay tuned and learn more for yourself. Sending you so much love and positive energy today. Make it an amazing day full of magic and miracles. And don't forget, push past the limits, my friend. Push past.